All right, let's talk money.
Money, yeah.
Specifically, how countries handle their finances.
The backbone of any nation, really.
Absolutely, and a pretty massive, complex system.
It is.
But what we're diving into today is the role of AI.
Oh, this is fascinating
It
stuff.
really is. We're going behind the scenes to see how AI is transforming how governments collect taxes.
And prevent evasion, too.
Exactly, making sure everyone pays their fair share.
Right, and ultimately leading to better financial decisions for countries.
Now, you've brought some really cool examples for this deep dive.
I have. I think these cases will really illustrate how AI is being used in the real world.
Perfect. Let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
We're going to look at three specific cases today: Singapore, the UK, and Brazil.
Three very different approaches.
That's what makes it so interesting. Each country has its own unique challenges and ways of using AI.
Yeah, like Singapore, they're known for their efficiency, right?
Exactly. So they've really focused on using AI to refine how they process taxes. Now the UK, they're dealing with a pretty big tax gap.
Billions of pounds. It's a lot of money.
So they've built this powerful AI system to analyze tons of data to catch tax evaders.
It's called Connect, and it's pretty impressive.
And then there's Brazil.
They've got this really cool system called the Public Spending Observatory,
All about transparency.
letting citizens see exactly how their money is being used.
And using AI to flag any potential fraud.
Yeah, a really innovative approach.
So let's unpack each of these systems, see how they work, and what kind of impact they're having.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with Singapore,
All right, Singapore.
this tiny nation that's like a powerhouse of efficiency.
They punch above their weight for sure.
And their tax authority, the IRAS, has really embraced AI.
They have, and what's interesting is the specific problem they were trying to solve.
Yeah, what was it?
While they were facing a growing number of tax returns,
Oh, I can imagine.
and the old way of reviewing them manually, it just wasn't sustainable.
Too slow, too prone to errors.
Right, and it took forever.
So AI was the answer.
It was a way to boost accuracy, reduce the workload on their staff, and make things easier for taxpayers.
So a win-win-win situation.
Exactly.
All right, tell me about this AI system. How does it actually work?
They've built a pretty sophisticated system with three main functions.
Okay, three functions. What's the first one?
Anomaly detection.
Anomaly detection. So like finding things that are out of place.
Exactly. The AI compares every tax return to a massive amount of historical data.
Millions of past returns.
Yeah, and it looks for anything unusual.
Like a really big deduction that doesn't make sense.
Or a sudden change in income with no explanation.
So it learns what's normal based on all that data.
And then flags anything that deviates too much.
Okay, that's smart.
It is. Now, the second function is automatic classification.
So after a tax return is filed,
The AI analyzes it and assigns it a risk level.
high, medium, or low.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this helps the IRAs prioritize their resources.
Makes sense. Focus on the high-risk cases.
Right, no need to waste time on the straightforward ones.
So the AI is like a filter.
A very intelligent filter.
Okay, and the third function.
This one's all about the taxpayer.
Interesting. Tell me more.
It's real-time feedback.
So as you're filling out your tax form online,
The AI is working in the background.
checking for errors.
Exactly. And if it spots something that looks off, it gives you instant feedback.
Like a little pop-up message.
Exactly. It might say, "Hey, you claimed a deduction for child education last year, but we don't see it this year. Is that right?"
That's so helpful.
It really prevents those small mistakes from becoming big problems later on.
Now, this AI system isn't just looking at the tax forms themselves.
Oh no, it pulls data from all sorts of sources.
Like what?
Past tax history, of course,
Okay, makes sense.
but also bank transactions.
Wow, so it can really see your financial activity.
Yeah, and they even use natural language processing to
Dramatic.
analyze any documents or explanations attached to the
So
returns.
it can understand the context, not just the
Yeah,
numbers.
it's a pretty sophisticated system.
So what kind of results have they seen since implementing this AI?
Well, the results have been pretty impressive.
Like what?
First off, their tax officials are way more efficient now.
How much more efficient?
Before AI, an official could handle maybe 30 returns a day.
That's a lot of paper.
Now, with the AI doing the initial screening, they can handle over 100.
That's a huge increase.
It is. And the accuracy of tax filings has gone up too.
Less errors, less back and forth.
The real-time feedback has been a game changer.
And I bet this has led to a boost in tax revenue.
You bet. They estimate an annual increase of around 200 million Singapore dollars.
That's a lot of money.
It is, and it's not just about efficiency.
What else?
Taxpayer satisfaction has also gone up significantly.
Oh, that's great to hear.
People seem to appreciate the smoother, more transparent process.
Makes sense. Who doesn't like things to be easier?
Exactly. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Now, Singapore isn't stopping there, right? They have even bigger plans for AI in the future.
They do. They're experimenting with large language models, or LLMs.
LLMs, like ChatGPT.
Yeah, exactly. They want to use LLMs to create conversational AI for taxpayer support.
So you could ask a chatbot a tax question and get a helpful answer.
That's the idea. They're also looking into combining blockchain with AI.
For real-time transaction analysis.
And potentially even tax collection in the future.
So Singapore is really pushing the boundaries here.
They're definitely at the forefront.
All right, let's switch gears now and talk about the UK.
Okay, the UK.
You mentioned they're facing this massive tax gap.
Billions of pounds.
That's a lot of money that's not being collected.
It is, and it's a major issue for them.
And their weapon of choice is this HMRC Connect system.
Yeah, they really ramped it up in 2019.
Okay, so what are they trying to achieve with Connect?
They have three main goals.
Three goals, go ahead.
First, they want to be able to identify those really complex tax evasion methods.
The ones that are hard to catch.
Exactly. Second, they want to make sure their resources are focused on the most suspicious cases.
So making their investigations more efficient.
Right. And finally, they want to create a strong deterrent.
So people are less likely to try evading taxes in the first place.
Exactly. It's a multi-pronged approach.
So Connect is like a super-powered data analytics platform.
That's a good way to put it.
And it uses all sorts of AI technologies to uncover tax evasion.
It does. And the sheer amount of data it pulls in is mind-blowing.
Over 30 different sources, right?
You got it. It's a really comprehensive system.
Okay, give me some examples of the data they're using.
Well, obviously, they have all the tax return data.
VAT, income tax, local taxes, the whole shebang.
But it goes way beyond that.
Like what?
They have access to bank transaction information.
Not just in the UK, right?
Nope, from over 60 countries.
So they can track money moving across borders.
Exactly. They also look at credit card and debit card usage.
So they can see your spending patterns.
Right. And they get data from land registries and vehicle registration.
So they know what property and cars you own.
And even information on overseas assets.
Wow, it sounds like they have a pretty complete picture of your financial life.
They do. And then there's social media.
Social media, really?
Yeah, they look at publicly available information to see if it matches what you're declaring on your taxes.
Like if you're bragging about your lavish lifestyle, but claiming a low income.
Exactly. And they also pull data from online marketplaces like eBay and Airbnb.
So they know if you're making money from those platforms.
And they get information from company's house, e-commerce websites, cryptocurrency exchanges, you name it.
That's a lot of data.
Over 55 billion taxpayer data points.
That's mind-boggling.
It is, but the real power of Connect is how it analyzes all this data.
To find those inconsistencies, right?
Exactly. It can identify when someone's declared income doesn't match their actual economic activity.
So how does it actually do that?
Well, one key function is network analysis.
Network analysis.
It helps them visualize the relationships between individuals and companies.
Like a map of financial connections.
Yeah, and this can uncover hidden links that suggest tax evasion.
Like if someone's hiding income through layers of shell companies.
Or distributing assets among family members.
So it's about finding those suspicious patterns.
Exactly. Another key function is pattern recognition.
So the AI learns what's normal.
Based on all that data, yes.
And then flags anything that deviates from those patterns.
Like if your declared income is low, but your spending is through the roof.
That would raise a red flag.
It would. And then there's predictive analytics.
So they can anticipate future evasion attempts.
Exactly. They study past cases and identify common characteristics.
So they can spot similar patterns before they become a problem.
And like Singapore, Connect uses natural language processing, or NLP.
NLP, to analyze text.
It can automatically scan documents, emails, contracts.
Looking for anything suspicious.
Right. Any inconsistencies or attempts to conceal information.
It's a very sophisticated system.
It is. And it's having a real impact.
Okay. Give me some results.
Well, their tax evasion detection rate has gone way up.
How much?
In 2020, investigations based on Connect leads had a success rate of 88%.
Compared to 65% before.
That's a huge improvement.
And what about the amount of money recovered?
Between 2019 and 2022, they recovered an estimated 3.7 billion pounds.
That's billions with a B.
It is, and it shows the system is working.
Now, has this had any impact on people's behavior?
There's definitely a deterrent effect.
People are less likely to evade taxes because they know they might get caught.
Exactly. A 2021 survey showed that 67% of taxpayers were less likely to try it.
So it's not just about catching evaders, it's about preventing it in the first place.
Right, it's a preventative measure as well.
And Connect has also been helpful in tackling international tax evasion, right?
It has. It's given HMRC much stronger tools to address those complex schemes.
The ones involving offshore tax havens.
Exactly. For example, they used Connect to investigate over 800 UK individuals linked to the Panama Papers.
So it's a powerful tool with global reach.
It is, but like any complex system, it has its challenges.
What are some of those challenges?
Well, privacy and data protection are big concerns.
Understandably so. They're collecting a lot of personal data.
And they need to be very careful about how they handle it.
HMRC has strict protocols in place, and there's independent oversight.
But it's definitely something they need to keep a close eye on.
What other challenges?
They've also had issues with false positives.
So the AI flags something as suspicious when it's actually legitimate?
It happens, and it can be a real headache for those innocent taxpayers
So they need to keep refining the algorithms.
to improve accuracy and minimize those errors.
And of course, there's the constant battle against sophisticated tax evaders.
They're always finding new ways to try and beat the system.
So HMRC has to stay one step ahead.
It's a constant arms race.
You mentioned a Connect 2.0 in the works.
They're working on the next generation.
What's that going to look like?
Well, they're aiming for real-time data analysis
Even faster detection.
and more advanced natural language processing.
To better understand complex documents.
And they want to do more sophisticated network analysis.
To uncover those deeper connections.
Plus, they're planning to share more data with international tax authorities.
So a more global approach to fighting tax evasion.
Exactly. They're not resting on their laurels.
Okay, let's move on to our final case study, Brazil.
Brazil, all right.
They've taken a different approach with their public spending observatory.
They have. It's all about transparency and preventing fraud.
It's called the Transparency Portal, right?
That's part of it, yeah.
So how does it work?
Well, it all starts with data integration.
Bringing all the government spending information together.
Contracts, payments, everything.
And they link this data to other information,
They
right?
do. Things like civil servant details.
Company ownership structures.
And even political connections.
So they can see if there are any conflicts of interest.
Exactly. It's about creating transparency and reducing opportunities for corruption.
Okay, what's the second key element?
Anomaly detection algorithms.
Just like Singapore and the UK.
Yeah, but here they're specifically looking for unusual spending patterns.
Things that might indicate fraud.
Right, like inflated costs, suspicious bidding practices, that kind of thing.
So the AI can analyze all that data much faster than a human could.
And spot those red flags.
And the third element.
Network analysis technology.
Again, a common theme.
But here it's used to map the relationships between government contracts, officials, and companies.
To see who's benefiting from public spending.
And identify any potentially corrupt connections.
So they can track the flow of money and see if it's going where it should.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool for investigating fraud.
What's the fourth element?
Text mining technology.
So they're analyzing all those government documents.
Contracts, bids, invoices, audit reports.
Looking for inconsistencies.
Right. Anything that doesn't add up.
So the AI can read and understand all that legal jargon.
And flag anything that looks suspicious.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the fifth and final element.
A risk scoring system.
So every transaction and contract gets a risk score.
Based on all those factors we've discussed.
And this helps prioritize audits.
Right. Focus on the high-risk cases first.
It's a very smart approach.
It is, and it's all supported by a robust technical infrastructure.
So they can handle all that data.
They use a cloud environment, high-performance processing, real-time data streaming.
And they've made it user-friendly for the public.
Anyone can access the transparency portal and see how their money is being spent.
So it's not just for experts and government officials.
Nope, it's for everyone.
That's fantastic. What kind of impact has this system had in Brazil?
Well, they've seen huge engagement from citizens.
Over 900,000 people using it every month.
That's a lot of eyeballs on government spending.
And it's helped them recover billions of reais in improper spending.
The system has been very effective at identifying and addressing fraud.
Plus, it's improved Brazil's international standing in terms of transparency.
They're seen as a leader in open government initiatives.
And they're a founding member of the Open Government Partnership.
So they're sharing their expertise with other countries.
That's great. And they're still working to improve the system, right?
Absolutely. They have ongoing plans to enhance its capabilities and collaborate with international partners.
So Brazil is really committed to this approach.
They are, and it's inspiring to see.
Now, you've also provided a comparison of Brazil's system with similar ones around the world.
I have. It's helpful to see how they stack up.
So how does Brazil's Public Spending Observatory, or ODP, compare to the U.S.'s USspending.gov?
Well, the biggest difference is the emphasis on open access.
ODP is completely open. Anyone can use it.
And that's likely why they have so many users.
USspending.gov is more geared towards researchers and analysts.
It has a lot of data and tools, but it's not as easy to use.
So ODP is really about empowering citizens.
Giving them the information they need to hold their government accountable.
Okay, what about compared to the UK's HMRC Connect?
Well, Connect is very specialized. It's focused on tax evasion. It uses AI to analyze all sorts of data, including banking and social media.
ODP also uses AI, but its focus is broader.
It's about transparency and oversight of all public spending.
And it's much more open and accessible to the public.
Connect is more of a behind-the-scenes tool for law enforcement.
So two very different approaches.
But both effective in their own way.
Now, how about South Korea's D-Brain system?
D-Brain is a much more comprehensive system. It covers the entire financial management process.
From budgeting to settlement.
And it incorporates some advanced features like real-time treasury management.
ODP is more focused.
It's about tracking public funds and preventing fraud.
Especially at the local government level. So D-Brain is more of a Swiss Army knife.
And ODP is a scalpel.
Both useful tools.
Yeah.
Just different purposes.
Exactly. And finally, how does ODP compare to India's PFMS? India's PFMS is all about real-time management of funds. It tracks how money flows between the central and state governments.
And it plays a key role in their direct benefit transfer system,
which aims to get benefits directly to citizens.
ODP is more focused on transparency and public oversight.
It's not as involved in the day-to-day management of funds.
So PFMS is more operational.
And ODP is more about accountability.
It's really interesting to see these different approaches.
It shows how countries are adapting technology to their specific needs.
So, to sum up, we've seen three very different examples of how AI is being used in finance and tax administration.
From streamlining processes to catching tax evaders to empowering citizens.
It's clear that AI is having a real impact.
It's no longer a futuristic concept, it's a reality.
And it's making governments more efficient, accountable, and transparent.
Which ultimately benefits everyone.
So what does this mean for the future?
Well, I think we're only just scratching the surface.
As AI continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative applications.
In finance, tax, and beyond.
It raises some interesting questions.
It does. Like, what are the ethical implications of using AI in government?
How do we ensure privacy and fairness?
And how do we use this technology to truly benefit society?
Those are all important questions to consider.
They are, and I think it's crucial that we have these conversations.
So I want to leave our listeners with this thought.
Go ahead.
Think about how AI might change your own interactions with government in the future.
Will you be filing your taxes with a chatbot?
Will you be able to track your local government spending in real time?
These are all possibilities.
And it's up to us to shape how this technology is used.
To create a fairer, more efficient, and more transparent world.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time.
Take care.
Bye.